you're listening to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics in Moscow.
My name is Imani.
And I'm Jonathan.
And today we're going to listen to words about describing problems.
Now, Imani will read another text to you, giving you a chance to encounter some new language expressions. And a question to focus on is what causes problems to arise when international firms enter the Russian economy.
International firms sometimes experience difficulties when they enter the Russian economy, revealing the shortcomings of the international businesses and posing a challenge to Russian norms. The problems arise from differences in basic assumptions about rules, rank, and efficiency. When international firms assume that standard plans and patterns can be imposed on new employees, their error is quickly apparent. First, new employees raise a variety of legal and regulatory issues that may launch the firm into a series of unexpected negotiations. Controversy surrounding basic interactions like compensation, facilities management, and interactions with regulators may accumulate, and the most obvious resolution is bribery. No wonder Russians say that business ethics is a contradiction in terms. Now you'll hear all of our vocabulary words.
To start with, we may experience difficulties with something or difficulties in something. For example, the Republic of Macedonia has experienced difficulties with Greece over its name and its flag.
Or, we were experiencing difficulties with transferring patients into the unit in good time, scheduling operating lists, and managing patient pathways effectively.
Another one. Adjustment programs currently experience difficulties in wholesale privatization, and local private sectors have not demonstrated an ability to play a leading role.
Individualized assistance and tutoring is available to any student experiencing difficulties in the identified problematic communication areas. And again, that's to experience difficulties. Our next phrase is controversy surrounding something. Controversy refers to public discussion or argument about something that many people strongly disagree about, disapprove of, or are shocked by.
For example, the controversy surrounding the effects of regionalism on the world trade system is unlikely to be resolved soon.
Another example from the news. In late July, the controversy surrounding the construction of a mosque near Ground Zero escalated from a disapproving murmur into a pep rally of outrage.
Blickett notes the timeliness of the dissertation in the light of the controversy surrounding atheistic monotheism. Used as a noun, we might also refer to controversy, such as the controversy of the Watergate scandal. And there's also such a thing as controversial topics, controversial debate, controversial points of view.
Again, that's controversy surrounding.
Another term to introduce is to pose a challenge to. This means to create a threat or a problem that has to be dealt with. For example, the following illustrations depict some of the primary obstacles that tend to pose a challenge to students with disabilities.
You can also alter this phrase slightly and say pose a challenge for. For example, in the next sentence, embracing these issues can pose a challenge for the novice researcher.
We also have a third example, which is economic and systemic obstacles still pose a challenge to Russian scholars and students.
And again, that's to pose a challenge to or to pose a challenge for. Our next word is to reveal. To reveal means to show something that previously could not be seen. For example, the study has been conducted to reveal the verbal behaviors that teachers use in the classroom and how these behaviors influence students.
The academic records of these children reveal students who experience significant difficulties in the school.
Or the survey revealed foundations for as many as 120 houses.
Another one, the survey revealed that 35 children had difficulty in comprehension, 34 had difficulty in word reading, and 35 had difficulty in fluency. Another way, a strong collocation is to say somebody revealed their true colors, which is to say we thought they were good, but they turned out to be not so good.
Again, that's to reveal. Our next phrase is to have difficulty in. Again, this is pretty self-explanatory. It just means something that is challenged by something or to have a problem with.
For example, the survey revealed that 35 children had difficulty in comprehension, 34 had difficulty in word reading, and 35 had difficulty in fluency.
Or, the difficulty in modeling needed behavior lies in the time scale. Again, that's to have difficulty in.
Another word to introduce or phrase, to raise the issue of. This is to discuss an important topic that people are arguing about. For example, a new constitution will have to be ratified, and this will raise the issue of voter rights and citizenship.
Or, before we raise the issue of the politicization of liberal education, we are faced with the question of whether or not all education is itself intrinsically political. Or, I am interested in a number of works produced in the mid-1990s that raised the issue of guilt in caustic ways and forced the viewer to confront and to react to this guilt.
That is our phrase, to raise the issue.
Our next word is apparent. Something that's apparent is easy to see or understand or to recognize. For example, errors in the methods used are apparent, and this means that in the first 30 seconds of reading an article, you can tell what is wrong with the research, which of course would never happen to you.
Another example would be that it's apparent to me that karaoke is very popular in certain countries such as Japan, and not so apparent that it's popular in New Zealand.
Or, looking at the plots, it became apparent that these individuals do not fit the pattern of Group 3 from Approach 2.
So, that's our term, apparent.
Our final word is contradiction in terms. A contradiction in terms is a statement containing two words that contradict each other's meaning. Another word to describe this is an oxymoron. Critics point out that it is a contradiction in terms to rely on packets, workbooks, computer drills, and worksheets to engage students' higher cognitive abilities.
So one example of a contradiction in terms would be when certain military in certain countries refer to friendly fire, which is a contradiction in terms, but is to say that troops from one country accidentally fired on the troops from that same country. What was your example?
Another example also from the military is acceptable losses, referring to, you know, when casualties occur, when lives are lost, and a military is able to justify it in terms of some larger goal.
Yes, and a lot of people, of course, would take issue with the idea that any losses are acceptable, hence why they might call it a contradiction in terms.
Again, that's contradiction in terms. Now you'll hear Jonathan read our sample text again, but slower this time.
International firms sometimes experience difficulties when they enter the Russian economy, revealing the shortcomings of the businesses and posing a challenge to Russian norms. The problems arise from differences in basic assumptions about rules, rank, and efficiency. When international firms assume that standard plans and patterns can be imposed on new employees, the error is quickly apparent. First, new employees raise a variety of legal and regulatory issues that may launch the firm into a series of unexpected negotiations. Controversies surrounding basic interactions, like compensation, facilities management, and interactions with regulators, may accumulate, and the most obvious resolution is bribery. No wonder Russians say that business ethics is a contradiction in terms.
Now you'll hear us review the vocabulary words one by one.
To experience difficulties with.
Controversy surrounding.
To pose a challenge to.
To reveal.
To raise the issue of.
To have difficulty in.
Apparent.
Contradiction in terms. Now to test your memory, we'll ask you some questions about the words. What word means to show something that was previously hidden? To reveal.
What is a word where we might refer to a topic where many people take opposing views usually strongly opposing. Controversy.
How might you describe something that is easy to understand? Apparent.
What would you say if you wanted to move ahead with something, but something else was going to get in the way in a strong sense? Pose a challenge to.
Thanks for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
I'm Jonathan, I'm from New Zealand.
And I'm Imani, and I'm from the US. You can read a PDF of all of our vocabulary and the sample text at academics.hse.ru/podcasts, or you can find us on iTunes.
You're listening too, no? That's fine.
I felt like I was going to sneeze for a moment, and so I didn't want to mess it up, but then it passed.